The state brought in more tax revenue than officials expected it would this year, but Governor Jerry Brown's new budget takes a fiscally conservative tack. As expected, the bulk of the money is going to schools, including another $500 million to the state's universities. Brown is not adding money for social welfare programs or the courts, but he did outline a plan for how to expand health care coverage, with the state, not the counties, taking the lead. Sacramento Bureau Chief Scott Detrow has the first of two reports on the new budget plan.
Brown likes to see himself as the lone man, staring down the wild crowds who want to just keep spending.
Everybody wants to see more spending. That's what this place is. It's a big spending machine. You need something? Come here and see if you can get it. Well, but I'm the backstop at the end, and I'm going to keep this budget balanced as long as I'm around here.
Brown's revised budget hikes spending for education, but not much else. His projections are so conservative that the Assembly's top Republican, Connie Conway, can't find much to disagree with. She says the governor's latest budget is, quote, great.
Governor Brown appears to be the most conservative Democrat in Sacramento these days, and I'm good with that.
The state has brought in $4.5 billion more than expected this year, but the Brown administration figures a lot of that money was payments meant to avoid the federal tax hike that went into effect in January. That could mean future tax revenues will be lower. So the extra money really comes out to a bit less than $3 billion. The governor says there's not much room to increase funding for other programs like social services or the court system.
We have climbed out of a hole with a Proposition 30 tax. That's good. But this is not the time to break out the champagne.
Brown is worried the federal sequester, elimination of payroll tax breaks, and ongoing uncertainty in Europe could hurt the economic recovery. So his updated budget cuts growth projections in half. On education, Brown's plan to direct extra money to poor school districts has come under fire from Democrats in the legislature, particularly Senate President Pro Tem Daryl Steinberg. Brown is conceding a little bit of ground in his new plan. The so-called concentration grant, which pushes money to districts where more than half of students are either poor or learning English, is smaller than before, but Brown still wants those districts to get that extra money.
If you spray it over the whole 6 million kids, they'll hardly notice it. If you concentrate it, as my formula does, you can make some dramatic improvements in areas that really we've neglected.
Wealthier districts have complained that leaves them treading water. More than 90 districts would not get the extra money under the governor's plan. But Brown says they don't need it.
By the way, if you ask somebody in Beverly Hills or Palo Alto or Piedmont, would you like to move to Compton? Do you like to move to Watts? And if they say, yeah, let's do it because I want to get the extra money, then I'll believe it. But I don't think so.
The money for poor districts is a small chunk of the budget. Brown's office says just 4 cents of every dollar spent on basic education. But it's still the big difference between the governor and lawmakers. Assembly Speaker John Perez says Brown's latest document is the first step of a long and at times very technical budget negotiation that will play out over the next 5 weeks.
Until we review every page of these 72 pages, until our budget committee and our budget subcommittee go and look at every single line of what's in there, we can't give you an accurate assessment of how far apart we are. In broad terms, we're in the same place, but the details matter and we're going to do the detailed work.
And on issues like funding for courts and social welfare programs, both Perez and Senate President Daryl Steinberg say they'll be pushing to spend more than what Brown is suggesting. For the California Report, I'm Scott Detrow in Sacramento.